While choosing among the candidates on Election Day, voters will also decide whether the state should go into debt to pay for $315 million in transportation projects. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
If voters approve the ballot question, it'll be the first time since 2002 that the state has issued bonds. And it'll set the course for work to start on completing the list of 27 projects, plus an unspecified number of repair jobs that cover the state. House Rules Chairman John Coghill says he voted against the idea twice during the session, and he'll vote against it one more time on the ballot. He says now is not the time to borrow money. The state could have paid cash for the projects on the list during the session this year, and he says there's no reason to go into debt.
Our market hangs pretty precariously on some cash issues, so I think you go ahead and you put the money into the long-term projects when you have the cash, and then when you don't have the cash, then you ask yourself the question, what should we borrow money for that is the basic need? And public safety, roads, schools, those are our basic responsibility. And to borrow money for them when we have the cash just, to me, seemed the wrong thing to do.
However, Associated General Contractors Executive Director John McKinnon says now is the time to borrow money. First of all, because the state needs to use its credit rating to help other entities, such as municipalities, keep their bond costs low. He also says transportation is a major infrastructure investment that'll affect everyone in the state in some way. And the projects the bonds will pay for come from all parts of the state.
There's Ketchikan, Juneau, Nome, and out clear out in Aleknagik, an important bridge. There's a $20 million pot for statewide bridge repairs, and you know that the state does have quite a few deficient bridges that need repairs. Anchorage congestion issues. You know, Kenai Peninsula's got some borough road projects there. You know, replacing a bridge in the industrial area of Nome. University Avenue in Fairbanks, that's something that has been high on the Fairbanks borough's priority list for years.
The package provides $20 million in bridge repairs around the state, $36 million for Anchorage Roads, and another $10 million for the Port of Anchorage expansion. The Glen Highway, the Parks Highway, the Seward Highway, the Dalton Highway, and the Steese Highway all will be improved. McKinnon says those are high priorities to the areas in which they're located. Coghill says, as high priorities, he expects they'll be back before the legislature next year. But the projects are before voters to approve now. And Eagle River's Anna Fairclough says this is the time to bond. She describes it as good for the infrastructure and the financial needs of communities.
The interest rates are low, and they may be lower, and it will assist other parts of our state in acquiring lower debt bonding that they'll have to do, specifically in the Anchorage area, to support continuing maintenance on their schools. So we want to make sure that we actually have a good credit rating out there in Alaska.
Although the concept of issuing bonds originated with Governor Palin this session, she did not have the option of doing any line item vetoes on the list of projects when she signed it. The list voters will see was created by the legislature, and voters will have the same choice as the governor, to accept or reject it. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra says voters need to look at what's on that list. He says there are some very important projects, such as a bridge connecting Dillingham and Aleknagik. But there also is a lot of pork.
Legislators from powerful areas, some of the more powerful areas, say, look, in order to help the Bethels of the world, in order to help the Dillinghams of the world, we're not going to help you unless we get more money for our areas. And, you know, I object to that kind of governing. You fund the highest need places first, and, you know, at some point this bill got way, way, way too big.
The bill began as a $140 million proposal from the governor. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.